Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We would like to welcome everyone to the Grace Nurture Call. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace Free Church of Christ and its teacher, John Davis Marshall. The Stone Mountain, Georgia campus meets at 4687 Rockbridge Road at 10 o'clock a.m. and 4:30 p.m. each Sunday for life-changing worship, at 7 o'clock p.m. each Wednesday for Life Application Bible Study. The Anderson, South Carolina campus meets at 918 West Whitner Street, 10 o'clock a.m. each Sunday for life-changing worship, and 7 o'clock p.m. each Thursday for Life Application Bible Study. Visit our website, www.graceview.us, or call 404-297-9050 for more information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Grace Nurture, or any of his other ministries. If you would like to financially ensure the continuation of this program, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceview.us. If you have a prayer request, please dial the number 1 on your telephone. And when I call the last 4 digits of your telephone number, state the name and need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer.
Jesus, so is Jesus.
Apostle Paul provided some valuable information for believers about the kingdom of God. There is so much involved in the kingdom of God, it's worthy of our time and attention to discover. The Apostle Paul wrote about the kingdom of God in Romans chapter 14. He provided some pristine principles about the kingdom of God. In Romans chapter 14, he established the principles on this firm basis. Listen to what Paul said. Romans chapter 14 and the verses number 18. He said, "For he who in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men." Those are two valuable principles to consider. Make sure that whatever you do is acceptable to God, and then put forth a very diligent effort to make sure that it is approved by men. That simply means that whatever you do and whatever we do, we make sure we have God's approval, but we also do it in the least aggravating way toward other human beings. It's not valid to think like this: I'm only concerned about what the Lord thinks. No, you need to be concerned about, in some instances, not only what the Lord thinks, but whether or not you have met the approval of other human beings. And in this context, the Apostle Paul is talking about the kingdom of God. I know he's talking about the kingdom of God because he defines the kingdom of God in verse number 17. "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." And then he proceeded to say, "For he who in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men." In other words, when we understand the kingdom of God, and when we honor the kingdom of God as the kingdom of God, it's not eating and drinking, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When we do that, we meet God's approval, but we are also accepted by human beings as well. And that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 14 as he talk about the principles of the kingdom. Now, let's look specifically at two things that we discover in Romans chapter 14. First of all, if we are acceptable to God and approved by men, then two things are in place. We come to recognize that we belong to the Lord, and every believer belongs to the Lord. So treat yourself as if you belong to the Lord, and then treat others as if they belong to the Lord. Notice what the Bible will say relative to that concept. Romans 14 and verse 8. The last part of the verse says, "Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." Never forget that. Whether we live or whether we die, we belong to the Lord. Now, the second point is important. Because we belong to the Lord, we then must behave toward the Lord. See, this is a kingdom mentality. This is the kingdom mindset. This is what it means to be in the kingdom of God. Realize we belong to the Lord, and then we behave toward the Lord. Look at verse number 6 of Romans 14. "He who observes the day observes it for the Lord. For he who eats does so for the Lord. For he gives thanks to God, and he who eats not for the Lord, he does not eat and he gives thanks to the Lord. For not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, or if we die, we die for the Lord. So the two significant points about the kingdom of God: we must then belong to the Lord and then behave toward the Lord. So our ownership is of the Lord, and then our behavior is in the direction that meets his approval. That's for those who are citizens of the kingdom of God. Remember, the information you massage into your mind today will determine the quality of life you enjoy tomorrow. Indeed, it is true. A better you begins with a grace view of God.
If you have a prayer request, please dial the number 1 on your telephone at this time. 1-340, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning, this is Carolyn and Savannah. I want to thank you all for your prayers thus far and ask you for continued prayers. In my job search, I do have an interview on tomorrow, so asking for prayers that will be successful, and that also that the appeal that I filed on my unemployment will be granted. Thank you.
Thank you. 2-140, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, good morning. This is Faith, and I'd like to thank Brother Marshall for that message this morning. I ask you all to continue to pray for myself as well as for my family that will continue to grow in love and grace towards God. I ask a special prayer for the William Street Church of Christ, for the Kennedy family, for the Warren family, as well as for my husband who has some tests that he has to undergo today. Pray that all will be well with those individuals and that we will continue to strive for the kingdom of God. Thank you.
Thank you. 7478, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning, and this is Betty. This morning I'd like to request prayers for Lucinda McLean and the McLean family, for Maxine Coleman and the Coleman family, for the Lewis family, for the Meridian Street Church of Christ, and specifically for Jesse Tanksley and Sam McCord, brothers of the Meridian Street Church of Christ, and also continue to keep the residents at Providence Home in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you. 0407, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Barbara, and today I'm praying for Brother James Haygood. He's back in the hospital. A special prayer for Sister Haygood. A special prayer for Gloria Wilkes. And pray for my family as well. And I have my sister Charlene on the phone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm asking a special prayer for myself and my home and for my children. And I thank Brother Marsh for that message and for today. And I also thank Brother Kendrick for the message yesterday with him and Sister Visit and William Street Church of Christ. And just for all the children out there and the youth, pray for me that the Lord continues using me and my eyesight, that he will allow it to be the way that he would want it to be, not the way that I want it, but the way that he wanted it to be. And just pray for my whole family. Thank you.
Thank you. 7999, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, good morning. My name is Marlinda Walker, and I'm requesting prayer for one of my friends, Sherry Sattler, and her family. Her brother is being criminalized today, and praying for comfort for them. And also prayers for me as I continue to grow spiritually and mature spiritually, that God's will be done and not the will of my own, and for continued healing from my injury, just aggravated with pain, and just, you know, that all this testing can get done so physical therapy can be started. Thank you.
Thank you. 1174, state your prayer request, please. 1174, state your prayer request, please.
Oh, yes. I wanted to just say that I would just love to be prayed for strength, and that we keep preeminence in our life.
Thank you. I would like to thank everyone for your prayers as I traveled on Saturday and on Sunday to present the seminars through Winning the Battles in Your Mind. I thank for each one of you all who came out and supported the event, and I look forward to hearing you guys on the call on Tuesday night, this Tuesday on the 22nd at 9 p.m. So I ask you to continue to pray that I will stay focused, prepare, and be balanced in what I need to do for God. Thank you for all of your prayer requests. At this time, we will be led in prayer by Brother Patrick Cleveland from the Grace Free Church of Christ in Stone Mountain.
Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for being so merciful, so gracious, so kind, so loving, so giving, and so understanding. Lord, we thank you this day for Brother Marshall for bringing that message on letting us be careful in what we do and allowing it to be acceptable by God and approved by man. Lord, we thank you for those that are in search of jobs. Lord, we allow them to continue to trust and have faith in you. Lord, we ask that you continue to teach us how to manage our finances so that we'll increase in the ability to be able to do the things that we need to do. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless families, continue to allow us to come to you and to do the things that you have asked us to do that will allow our families to grow. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless all the churches of Christ that live according to your word. Lord, we ask that you bless the brother that is going to be dealing with some medical tests. Lord, we ask that you go in and be with the doctors and to allow them to give him the results that you have designed. Lord, we ask that you bless the Providence Home. We ask that you continue to bless those that are being cared for and those that are caring for them. Lord, we ask that you bless the young people. Lord, continue to open their minds and to see the things that they need to do to learn more about what's going on in the world and what's going on about God. Lord, we ask that you bless those that are going through bereavement. We ask that you continue to be with them, continue to keep them lifted, and continue to let them know that you are with them. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our health. Continue to allow us to be able to do the things that will continue to make our body healthier by exercising and eating right. Lord, we just thank you for winning the battles in your mind that allows Sister Aretha to go out and to continue to tell people about your goodness. Lord, this morning we just want to say thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you plan to do. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with us. Lord, we ask these and many other things in your Holy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
I would just like to announce that we will be having our Monday night call, and I hope that for those of you all who are off work, that you prepare yourself for that and you take time to spend some time today to tell others about that call. Of course, that call is titled Fundamentals of the Faith. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we can join Brian C. Jones, our teacher of the Grace Free Church of Christ in Anderson, South Carolina, by dialing 347-633-9229. Again, 347-633-9229. 9229, or you can log into www.blogtalkradio.com/Solomon-Society. We look forward to you joining that call tonight, and we thank you so much for those who took time out of your schedule today, even though you may have been off work. You joined the call anyway. You shared the information with others, and we're so glad and delighted that we're all on one accord when it comes to praying to God. Thank you, and you have a great day.
It's just another danger that I've been working alone.
Oh,